Hello, Flossie baby. This is Carly, as you well know, or Santa Claus, as you know less about. This is old Saint Nick coming to you in the early evening of Tuesday, the 25th of March, about 7:20 in the evening, as the evening sun goes down and the nightfall rests and comes to rest upon Quang Nai City. It's a nice cool evening. About 75, something like that, a real comfortable evening. One that the breeze blows softly on you and makes softly on us and makes us feel real comfortable in our shorts. The wind is blowing in from the Listen to the jets. They're zooming in out here a little ways, talking to some of our misguided PC, misguided Vietnamese. We're having a little contest, see. Who's going to sleep the most tonight, the VC or the Vietnamese, South Vietnamese? They've been a lot of activity going on around here, just kind of a razzle-dazzle. And it's kind of interesting to watch. I've been so damn busy, we don't even know much what's going on, except for the noise. The noise goes on all around us all day long, all night long. But everything seems to be in pretty good hands. I think that old Charlie's going to run out of gas pretty soon. And I'm sure he is. I heard a terrible commotion in the room next door, and old Ed just... A rat came in his room, and he was going to stomp it to death, I guess, but he missed him. We have rats here, too, but not too bad. Everything's pretty good. There's nothing too bad. We just got a little different type of living is all. I got your letter this morning that you had written on the... They are mailed on the 19th, and it's pretty good. The one you told me that Larry had been thinking about wanting to join the Marines. I heard today that Larry and Leo were going to join the Marines, and that's good. That's all right. That's a good place for him to go. He's a big husky guy, and they'll teach him how to throw his dukes and take care of himself. And maybe then that's a better education than he can get. I'm thinking of Maureen's boy, how much he'd grown and developed with a cruise in the Marines. Come out this way and shoot at a few PC and get a little alkaline dust in his throat. Clear it out every once in a while with a little beer. Might be a good thing. I certainly can't run down a military training for young people. I'm a product of the same. I don't know, it seems kind of young, though, to get in the Marines. Maybe I'm been gone too long. He's only 13 or 14, last I remember. But they can play that tape for him that I took on Tet when they're having all the activity going on, and he'll have a background for what he'll be training for. Give him my regards and tell Lou it's a good thing to have, and tell him that it's good training to have. Well, of course, Lou knows that. Ruthie knows it. And I'm sure that that's as good an education as he's going to get. It'll be forced on him. And it won't take him long to realize the few things that he's missing, if he's missing anything. Won't take him long to find out what they mean by a little education, learn how to figure and how to write properly and how to talk properly. But the one thing for sure, he won't be the only one of his kind in the outfit. It'll be made up of plenty, just like him. And Larry, I can't say anything to you now in front of your mother or your parents, but if you go into the damn Marines, be a Marine. Don't be something else. Don't drag your tail. Stand up on both feet and be a Marine. I heard today that old Jim May will be back up here, be in Saigon about the 30th. He's the old, the PSA we had before. And he's been up in FSI in Washington. And he'll be back, I guess, just to look-see for two or three days. We're going to have an exciting time, I'm sure. He'll come back and want to compare everything to what he was before. God, he's a smart enough guy. He'll keep his mouth shut, and he'll do as the right thing his protocol calls for. What do you got, Ed? All right. You mean about we're not getting our turn at electricity?
Yeah, we lost our turn tonight. That's what we're
doing. Well, it's not on, huh? It wasn't it on last night? Ed? We got our generator running, and we're supposed to be on city electricity, and the city electricity is supposed to come on every other day, and this is supposed to be our day, and Ed says we're missing out. Well, it's some things we miss out on in this life, and one of them is electricity every now and then. But the generator's running enough to run this machine of mine, to run this tape off, and the lights are burning. So I guess we have a little bit of something to be thankful for. I'm thankful for the wonderful things that come my way, like a girl named Florence and a dog named Cindy and a lot of cousins that are working hard while Carly's playing on the government money. And Carly's going to start earning his money one of these days. He come back to America and he's going to have to go to work, I guess. But, boy, I do have a lot to be thankful for. And one of them's, first one right now is his letters I get. Yeah, I got a cough tonight. I got something in my chest. We had a big scholarship dinner at Kittredge tonight for the smart kids, so I didn't get home until 8:30. So, And so Ruth has been sick over the weekend with the flu, and so Carol's working for her. That's okay. Then you don't say too much in this letter. In fact, the last two or three have only been kind of short. Well, honey, I don't have any news tonight, and it's past my bedtime, so we'll say goodnight. Well, that's all right, because you get down to the nice parts, where you get down to the wifely parts. I certainly do enjoy these little letters and cards from you folks. Now, I've been trading at Sears and Roebuck, you know, and I got this interpreter of mine who's a nice boy, and he was going to get married here and before too long, and so he's looking in the catalog, and he said, boy, I'd sure like to buy my wife a picture. So as I was saying, as I interrupted there a minute, keep them cards and letters coming, and boy, everything is real nice. If I can just sail through these next 2 months like I've been sailing through. See, this is March, April, and May. Yep, April and May. Boy, it won't be long. And I work like I did today. I haven't done a damn thing, but I've just been busy. Had a kind of an interesting, something interesting happening here. I sent some kids up to Da Nang to go to generator school. And I had two girls and two boys that I give some money to.